Sign the bill.
Sign the bill on Groundhog Radio.
Sign the bill.
What it do, Radio Land? This your boy Jit Chronicles, and you're now tuned in to Time to Build on Groundhog Radio with your host, Divine Universal, and co-host, Miss Chief and Ivy Marie. Join the panel as they discuss the latest topics on world issues, relationships, politics, awareness, and more. It's Time to Build, y'all, only on the Groundhog Radio Network. That's groundhogradio.com. So get some positivity in your life. You dig?
Good Lab Studio.
Derail on the trip. You're now tuned in to It's Time to Build with Divine Universe, Miss Chief, and Ivy Marie. Every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
Let's build, let's build. It's time to build, it's time to build. Let's build, let's build. It's time to build, it's time to build. With Divine Universal.
Love, hate, pain, stress, gear, health. We can talk about it, love, pain, sports, real life talk. We can talk about it.
Let's build, let's build. It's time to build, it's time to build with Divine Universal.
Sade Champagne, and you're listening to Time to Build with Divine Universal on Grindhard Radio.
Good evening, peace everyone. I want to welcome
peace.
You to another episode of Time to Build with Divine Universe. And I'm in the building with two queens and my DJ.
Salute.
First off, I want to introduce the queen, Miss Chief from Beat Shop. How you doing?
Oh, salute, my brother. It's your girl, Miss Chief. Shout out to all the listeners out there listening. And salute to my family, Time to Build. Let's start stacking these building blocks. Let's get into it, family.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
Live from the 619, we got the lovely Miss Ivy Marie.
Hey, this is Ivy Marie. And I just count it all blessed to be here another week with the listeners and my Time to Build family, you know, discussing ways that we can build and grow. So let's just get it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's right.
So, yeah. And I'm live with the hottest DJ in the world, my DJ.
Oh, thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
Black Mary King.
You did.
Chronicles.
What's good, family? What is good? Time to build. I'm ready.
Time to build.
I am DJ Jit Chronicles, the Black Larry King, Cody, whatever you want to call me. But I am here, ready, and available. You understand? Let's get these building blocks set up.
Let's build.
Time to build, baby.
No doubt.
Salute to you too, Divine Universal.
Yeah, salute to you, brother.
Salute. Always. We got a hot show tonight. We got Arthur Krishna, T.A. Ruffins will be in the building, and we will be discussing her new book, or the book,
The Day I Lost My Mind.
Right.
Sounds interesting.
And no doubt.
Yeah.
And the topic for tonight is going to be homeless prevention. We're going to talk about ways to prevent it. We're going to talk about ways people become homeless, and we're just going to make a lot of people aware of it, because people look at homeless people like they put them in a category like, okay, he's just homeless, and they go about their business without trying to help them or, you know, anything. So I would say, like, I would start off by saying, you don't know why a person's homeless, first of all. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks, like, you know, a lot of people go off of what they see. You know, you can see a person and you can be like, the majority will kind of turn their back or turn away, like it's a bad thing to be around a homeless person. But you never know. The homeless person could have lost somebody close to them, and their pride or self-esteem or motivation just left them, you know. Mm-hmm. And they don't have no way of consoling that. You got to realize one thing. Pain never leaves. You can only control it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you be like... like, I can't get over something that probably happened God knows when. It's because it never goes nowhere. You can control it. And it's like some people, you know, where I'm at every day, I see, like, homeless people from black, white, Chinese to whatever. And all of them got a story. Some of them choose to be that way. It's a lot of veterans, believe it or not, that's homeless where I'm at. It's like they fought for the country, and, you know, they don't give them no homes. It's like they put them on a waiting list. Like they don't wait to go fight these damn wars and all this, but they got to wait 6 to 12, almost to 2 years for one bed. And then it ain't like you, it ain't like they get in a bed with a little room. You know what I'm saying? It's like army base type rooms, like a dorm. Or better yet, like a damn penitentiary.
Like a damn prison.
You know,
jail.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't even sugarcoat that. And it's like, there a lot of people tired of it. And it's like, okay, well, we know the government or people in positions, even churches help, but they can't save the world. You feel what I'm saying? And it's like what they give people and what they help people with is not enough. The jobs we work, it's not enough. You can have 2 or 3 jobs and still be struggling out here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the homeless thing. That's why I say the homeless thing can go many, many ways. Relationship. I know I can speak from my own damn experience. When we was talking about love, the last show, the same situation that I've been in with my ex-wife. Remember I told you I lost everything, the house, cars, and all that. So I ended up the way I was in a little home studio where it's like everything was in the same goddamn room. You know what I'm saying? But before I had to wait on that. Yeah, but I had to wait on that. You know, so I was at a state where I didn't have nowhere to go. You know, and it's like, okay, it wasn't, I say it was my fault because I chose to be with her, and regardless of how she did me, you know, it's still my fault because, you know, you really can't blame nobody for how you end up. You feel what I'm saying? If you know what I'm saying? Like, it's always a way to console anything that don't go right in your life. You feel what I'm saying? Because just ways you can make it right. You know what I'm saying? Basically what I'm saying now, pride. This is another thing with the homeless thing. A lot of people are homeless because of their pride. You know what I'm saying? Like, say like if I got kicked out and Miss Chief and Problems is like, Tyler, you can come over for a week or two and get yourself right. I know you ain't hate, blah, 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 blah. And I know your situation, but me, the type of person I am in my pride, I won't even go. I'll probably stay in the worst place or, you know, stay downtown all day at the bus stop or, you know, to stay out of people's way or out of sight so people don't know the situation. You know what I'm saying? And the pride wouldn't let me go wash up at Problem's house. Miss Chief cooking, you know, and really the energy from that can help motivate me to get back on track on whatever triggered me off track from the first thing.
Right.
And notice with the homeless thing, it's something that doesn't go right to put people in that situation. I know people in the stock market, gamblers. People lost everything but had it. Smart people, you know. And it's like, you know, how can you prevent that? You probably can't prevent it because it's a choice thing, but how can we prevent the ones that ain't choosing to be homeless?
That's
homeless from people like me who got felonies that ain't really going to get nobody to listen to them or not look at their background and be like, okay, well, you made some bad choices or you had a long run. Let me give you opportunity. That's the word I'm looking for. It's hardly no opportunity when you're in a position where you're home. If you understand what I'm saying, like a lot of us with jobs and got couples or got a backbone, it's still, or got a mama or anything, it's still hard. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, how can we prevent that? And the only way I see we can prevent that is by the choices you make, not having pride, and talking to people about your situation. Like, you know, that goes back to the last show, love. Love is the elevation of understanding. Only way somebody going to be able to help you is if they understand you. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, talk to somebody like that self-esteem talk that we had. You know, you got to let people know what's going on in the inside. That's even with our children. You got to know what's going on in the inside of them to help them. You know, and I'm a pass it to the queen, Miss Chief.
Yeah, that was good. That was good, Divine. I agree with you wholeheartedly about, you know, there are some people that do make choices. But I wanted to get into the homeless prevention and rapid rehousing program. And these people, it's a federal government, and they are issued $2 billion, which is supposed to trickle down to the local state. And it's supposed to help with rent, security deposits, utility bills, eviction prevention service, free hotels, motel vouchers, credit counseling, and more. But see, the problem I have with this is I don't know what's going on in you guys' city, but in my city, we got a lot of homeless. So I'm asking... we need to be more proactive of how this money is allocated. Now, I'm
and where that money going to?
Right.
I'm a manager.
I'm a manager of apartments, and I could tell you myself when someone comes in and they're not from the United States and they get an asylum, they the first ones to get Section 8. They the first ones to get their motel vouchers, them hotel vouchers. Utilities paid, deposits
Donald Trump
paid.
Said no.
Yes, they're the first ones to get all of this, but they also know how to work the system because all they do is they go from different charity to different charity, getting everything they can. Why us Americans don't know how to do
exactly.
that because they don't give us that information. You know, and these programs are supposed to be set up. You see all kinds of people. They just had like 2 months ago, they were downtown, and they were actually taking people's tents and their blankets, it was like a parade, and they had dump trucks, and they were throwing everything away. And they filmed it on news. Like, how cool can you be? How can you take something there away that is probably all that they own without giving something in exchange, like housing or hotel vouchers and then maybe counseling? It has to be something done different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we need to be more proactive. So that's my intake on it.
Good. That's good. And I do have a lot of homeless people here, too. And, you know, you're right. You know, it's a lot of stuff we don't know about that, you know, can help a lot of people that, you know, people need to stop holding information. Miss Ivy Marie, how you feel on this topic?
I agree with both you and Latrina. I didn't know about the $2 billion, so that's interesting. I know there are a lot of programs, and the ones that are for the immigrants, they're geared specifically for them. Like, they have a totally different funding that they get for their, you know. So that's one of the reasons why Donald Trump is saying no. Like, I don't see the coolness.
Right.
In that, because we're not a country that can support people anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, we have enough problems of our own that we need to focus on our own issues. And I don't know. To me, it makes sense for us to, you know, remove those that can be removed because it's the overcrowding. Overcrowding means there's scarce resources. Scarce resources mean that other people are going to suffer. So why should American-born citizens suffer because we're trying to help others?
Right.
You know? And I know it may sound cruel, but it's not cruel because we're not flourishing. So it's not like we have an overage that we can, you know, just excessive amount of overage that we can just allocate out to people and, you know,
right.
and none of us suffer. You know, if we're helping right. others, then we're suffering. So I
right.
get it. But as far as the homeless, like the veterans,
mm-hmm.
I know a lot of the veterans prefer to be homeless.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I've worked with the homeless veterans, and I've spoke to them in Balboa Park, and that's like one of the camps that they hang out. And that's what they'll get a hotel for like 3 days. Hotel room for 3 days, party and and do
month,
what
right?
they do for three
right.
days, you
first
know.
The first
and
of the month, right?
For,
yeah.
Right, the first of the month, they party for 3 days and then they back up
yeah,
on the streets. You know,
they
take a shower, they get clean, they buy their food, and for those 3 days they enjoy, and then they go
mm-hmm.
right back to their
oh,
life.
Man.
You know,
I thought that was just right here. They do the same thing down here.
Right.
She took the words out
yeah.
my mouth. She took the words out of
her. She did. That's what they... And then there's a lot of programs for veterans. I mean, I don't know how long the waiting list is because I've never dealt with the application and, you know, trying to get funding for that. But I have seen all of the different programs because I help a veteran. And so I see
right.
all the benefits that come to him. And I'm like, wow, you guys get... And they get firsthand of Section 8 and housing because of what happened in 2014 with the, where they had to revamp the whole Veterans Department. So they made sure the veterans, like they have a whole program where they want to make sure there's no homeless veterans by 2020.
Right.
So
right. transitional housing and everything.
Yeah.
Well, that would be good. That would
so,
be good. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they want it.
Yeah, if that
they
key.
Want it. You know, because there's a lot of mental illness in the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have, they're secure how they're living because they have real mental, it's more mental illness that keeps them homeless than anything
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know,
I believe that.
Yeah.
But
that's
in that, and also with civilians
no
too. Yeah, with civilians,
yeah.
You know, so it's not just being able to pay your bills. There's all kinds of circumstances that can,
right.
you know, make somebody homeless. You know, it's
Let
not just being irresponsible. It could be all kinds.
Right.
of You lose their job.
Absolutely.
Lost their mother, their father. You know, you just don't know. That's you got to reach out.
A divorce, anything.
Divorce, yeah.
Right.
You know, things change.
Or you just got tired and you checked out. Like, I don't even want to deal with this no more.
Right.
You know,
some people
like,
check
like,
out, yeah, and they don't check back
you
in.
Just
right.
Check out.
But you know what I say though,
right.
and I know this is a show that you know we got listeners
too,
of all ages.
It's on you.
You know, I appreciate that. I know this is a show that got a show of all ages. You know, so I'm gonna be real blunt when I say this. It comes from people writing about shit over in these other countries, and you got homeless people.
Right.
In America. I feel like it's more
it.
Homeless people mm-hmm. than people that's in the damn gang. You understand what I'm saying? So for
mm-hmm.
me, I don't understand that. And some good points is the way to prevent that shit is going by, you know, we need definitely need more homeless shelters because we all know, let's just keep it real, the average person that's homeless,
right.
homeless maybe just lost their job. You understand
and
what I'm saying?
And who wants to go
right.
to this homeless
the
shelter?
Rate,
is dangerous. Yeah.
And the unemployment rate,
yeah.
I feel like that's
yeah.
another direct link to people being homeless. Ms. Chief made
mm-hmm.
a good assumption when she says
right.
about a see a counselor. A grief counselor. We need more of those. You understand what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
it's no way
right.
in America, because I can't speak for these other countries, but it's no way in America that we should have all these homeless people with the resources that we have. And she
right.
just said $2 billion? Where's that money going?
Yeah. Right.
You know, so it's sad, and I always tell folks, if you can't get down there and get in the soup kitchens and this, that, and the third, give them a couple of dollars out your pockets. Anything that you can do to contribute to a person that's homeless. Now, Miss Ivy
right.
says something that's real. We're not talking about Joe Blow that's standing at the store and he just want to go in there and get him a Coke 45 or some shit like that. We're talking about
right.
somebody that you truly know is struggling. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Donate
right.
if you can. You know, it's many ways. You know,
that's right.
So,
right.
It's disgusting to me, y'all. That shit
and
is
these
disgusting.
These government officials, these government officials, if this money is trickling down to local states, somebody's getting paid. You know?
But you got good companies out there like the Red Cross. The Red Cross does a lot with the homeless. So, you know, we do want to salute them.
Right, and FEMA.
You know, but,
they run out of money.
Yeah. But we need more of them.
That's
so if you got $2 billion, how are you
But you know,
out of
FEMA's not really for housing. FEMA is for emergency
crisis.
Yeah.
So yeah, they don't. Yeah. They yeah. FEMA is something totally different. FEMA is like national. What is that called?
But Ivy, FEMA has a program. FEMA has a housing program that if you are behind your rent. They do have a charity that FEMA funds that you can get rent assistance. They just run out of money all the time.
Only, but that's only for like weather damage, though.
I've sent a lot of tenants to the FEMA program, and they've gotten first and last month rent. They've been behind 2-3 months, and they pay their rent. Yes.
But you know, they need to put that information, Ms. Chief. They need to put that information where folks can really find it.
That's the problem.
You really have to look for it.
That's
the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. That no one knows.
And that's where 211 comes in. Because when you dial 211, they have. I worked there for a couple of days. And they have so much information that I was like, what? You could survive. There's survival out there. If, you know, there's survival. You can survive out there.
They'll help you with your gas and electric, your first month's rent, last month's rent. I mean, you sit on the phone and answer a lot of questions, but it's definitely worth it.
It's worth it. Yeah, and once you're in the system, you can always go back and get help.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But they came home. We had a big flood down here, like a damn near hurricane type rain, and they got introduced to everybody to FEMA, but that was just because you know, you only could get it if you had like property damage.
And those are called block grants. Yeah, those are called block grants, where they have a block allocated money for whatever crisis it is.
That's what's up, though. You know what I'm saying? Just like they got that, that goes to show that they got more other organizations that help people for any crisis, you know, or any situation. So that goes back to what you, Jit, and Ms. Ivy said. A lot of
and
people
you, Divine.
Are homeless by choice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like we saying, you know, a lot of people are homeless by choice. You know what I'm saying? Like the majority. But, like Jit said, it's still people out there who need a job and they're homeless because, you know, they lost a job or it ain't really no opportunity where they at. So, you know, we need more parks and recreations because our youth ain't learning nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got these smartphones that's really controlling their mind to live. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, we didn't have all this when we was, you know what I'm saying, all this technology and all this advanced stuff. And it's you know how you had, I don't know if they still got it or not, but, you know, you had honorable mention, AAP, and all that in school. It's like, with these smartphones, everybody is on AAP, algebra, and calculus status. You see what I'm saying? It's like, even if you really ain't even got to learn how to fucking read nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Because
Siri reads for you. You don't even got to know how to spell. Siri spell for you. Autocorrect spell for you.
But what it's doing is outthinking our youth to where they can be creative on their own self and, you know, create things like we did and our parents did and like parents before them. You know what I'm saying? You don't see the same cycle going on? Like,
I do.
I want to say, It's like
somebody
a feminist
background
movement moved by masculine principles. What I mean by that is like it's a real strong movement going on. When I say feminist movement, I'm talking about men trying to be women. Men
it's
killing
world,
each
like
other
birth
over
reversal.
Women.
Yeah. We were just me and Ivy just talked about that. It's like reverse. What did we say? Reversal of the roles. Men
right.
are being more petty. More no offense to some men, but I'm just saying this is what we're seeing. Like you know, with some men that are not brought up, you know, as to be as a man should be. Those other men, we talking about them other ones. You know, they are, you know, they're reversing the roles. And the women, just the same way. They're being more aggressive and more manly.
Right.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
Right. And to back that up, like on the sense of, say, like when you have, say, like when a dude get a girl pregnant, right? And their relationship or whatever don't work out. So she then has to be an entrepreneur and play the role mm-hmm. of a man and a mother. You feel
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's where the masculine principles come in at, what I was talking
uh-huh.
about.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
you
ain't got
right
time to cry.
Thing, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? You know what I'm saying? We need to get back. Come on now. Back then, you ain't hear
Uh-oh.
Oh, there go our guest.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got
Christian.
To follow on the line. I'm on
Jit. Go ahead, Miss Chief. Go ahead and introduce the guest, darling.
My dear friend, Krishna T.A. Ruffin is the author of a book called The Day I Lost My Mind. Let's give a round warm and welcome her to Time to Build.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hey, Krishna.
How are you?
Hi, Queen. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
How you doing tonight?
Excellent, excellent. Can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, definitely.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Coming in clean.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Oh, we
doing well. Doing well.
I'm doing fine.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming.
I just
tonight.
Want to thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, definitely. We're reaching back into the community. You definitely are somebody to reach back for.
Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Carter, or Divine. Are
yeah,
you there,
I'm
my
here,
brother?
I'm here. I was letting everybody talk
because
we were talking at the same time.
I know. I'm about to be quiet. You go ahead. I got excited. Go ahead, brother.
It's all good. First off, Ms. Krishna, could you give us a little background about yourself before we get into your book?
Absolutely. I was born and raised in San Diego, California. I'm in Newport News, Virginia. Been here about 6 years now, almost 6 years.
Oh, I got friends.
Born and raised in church. Father's a pastor. Writer, author, speaker. I'm a licensed evangelist. Been in ministry for over 20 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, I love working with youth. I love working with women. I also do some grief counseling as well. And I'm just excited about just being with you all tonight and being able to share and share my book and hopefully, you know, be a blessing to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. My first question I want to ask you, when did you first start writing?
Book-wise? Oh, my goodness. I've been writing since I can hold a pen. I started off just writing poetry. that was my first love, writing poetry. People would hire me to write poems. I would write for different events at church and school, things like that. And so I just started, you know, collecting them. And I ventured out into writing plays, different church functions or school functions. I would be asked to write a play or a skit. And so kind of branched to that. And then eventually, you know, been able to write a book. I'm working on my second.
Hey,
and it's a good book. I read it.
Good. Thank you.
No doubt. My next question for you, who do you get your inspiration from?
Well, you know, I can't really say a specific person that inspires me. I think just life in general, circumstances, experiences, those are the type of things that inspire me to write. Maybe in a conversation with the individual, with the friend, and it'll spark something within me to write. Maybe a situation that I may be going through will inspire me to write. Now, my parents have always encouraged me and pushed me to write, but as far as being inspired and being led to what to write and when to write, I would say just life itself inspires me.
That's good. Yeah, that is good.
That's real.
Yeah, that's real. Kyle, are you there?
Hello? Oh, my bad. I was talking. I had my mute button on. So, my last question for you would be, who would you compare yourself to author-wise?
Wow, that's a good question.
Wow, that is a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good question. Growing up, well, let me say this. My writing has always been very transparent. I'm not one to sugarcoat anything. Mm-hmm. No matter where I am in life, what I'm going through, I always put everything out. And that, for me, that's my therapy, being able to release things. And you never know who is going through what you're going through, or who has been, you are, or maybe coming behind you. So I feel like if I put myself out there and be transparent with people, they'll have somebody to relate to and say, you know what, if she made it, I can make it too. If she can go through this, I can go through that too. And so in my writing, I've always been Maya Angelou. To me, those are huge.
I love her.
And I don't necessarily compare myself to her, but that's what I've heard all my life in my writing, because it's so raw and real. And I just put everything out there and just really try to touch the heart of people. And I believe that she does in her writing as well.
Somebody has a speakerphone.
Yeah, I think that's divine.
No, mine on mute.
No, you weren't on mute. We heard you.
Okay, it's gone. Whatever it is, it's gone now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So, I guess maybe I should go in. You want me to go into it, Connor? Mine?
Yeah, you finished asking the questions.
Yes, I do. Actually, when I first talked to Krishna, she sent me her book. And it's a short read, but it definitely is a good read. And I highlighted some things that I like. And Krishna, you know, when people look at your book, this is my first question. When people look at your book and they say, "The day I lost my mind," I don't really think they know exactly what you're talking about until you start reading those pages. So can you get into detail about the day I lost my mind.
Okay. Yeah, the title is, it's kind of, I want to say a play on words, but not really. If you look at the standpoint of, looking at from the secular point of view, when you say, you know, I lost my mind, people compare that to having a nervous breakdown and not being in their right mind for, how you said earlier in your show, checking out and not checking back in. And so that immediately grabs your attention. However, there is a place where we get to where we are no longer who we are originally supposed to be, emotionally, mentally, physically. We're functioning, and we're going through the motions of living, but we're not really living.
Right.
We are portraying who other people want us to be and what we think people think about us. That's how we're living our lives. We're not really in our right mind. When you look at it from a spiritual standpoint, God created us in his image, in his, in his likeness. So everything that we do and say and who we are should reflect him. And when that doesn't happen, we're no longer in the right mind that God created us in. And so we have to lose that mind. And the Bible says to gain the mind of Christ. So in my book, I talk about how I was in that place where I wasn't living the life that God had ordained me to live, that had called me to live. I had strayed away and started doing what I wanted to do. I started living how I wanted to live, and my life was not lining up with my destiny. And I had to lose my mind. I had to change my way of thinking. I had to change how I viewed myself and how I felt about myself. I had to lose my mind and start seeing myself how God sees me. And to remind myself that I am a queen, I am royalty, you know, I am valuable, and start living my life according to that.
Now,
and so the day I lost my mind is when I came to the realization that I needed to get back on track, that I needed to do a 180 and go back towards the things that, you know, I knew I was supposed to be doing.
Right. Now that goes into my second question. Now you spoke of royalty and queen, and you know a lot of us queens, and this is just for the women, how we have, it's an insert in your book, and you talk about my type, you know, and you know how we all be like, we got a list. This is my type. I want this. But this may not be what is supposed to be for you, and I want you to reiterate on that, because I really thought that was really deep, because I think that's where we make a lot of mistakes as women, you know?
Right. And we have a tendency to choose our mates according to what other people think. If our friends say, "Oh girl, he is fine. Oh girl, he got money. Oh girl, oh he rolling. He, you know, he gonna take care of you. He a good man." Then that's the one that we go for, and we look at the surface, but we don't truly look at the character of the man and the integrity of the man, which truly makes him a man. We don't look at you know his long term goals. We look at the instant gratification, and a lot of times we get so caught up in the surface that it distracts us from the red flags, and it distracts us from the things that we ought to pay attention to when choosing, you know, our mate, when choosing relationships that that we find ourselves in. And so, you know, like most women, you know, I have my type. You know, I wanted him tall, muscular, dark chocolate. You know, I had this thing about dark chocolate. I wanted him bald head. I wanted him to be in church, but with a little gangster, you know, that kind of, you know. I could take him to the hood and take him to, you know, my business meeting at the same time. You know what I mean? That's what I wanted, you know. And so that was, that's what
that's
I always
what women think, though, dude.
That's what I was attracted to. You know, I didn't want no light skinned pretty boy. You know, I didn't want none of that. You know,
yeah.
You know, have a little hood in them. You know, and so all my relationships have been revolved around that type of man. And so if he didn't meet certain standards or certain requirements, then I wouldn't have anything to really do with him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, so all of a sudden I meet this other man, and he's totally opposite of what I've always been attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself questioning, you know, who is this and where did he come from? And, you know, he's not even my type, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I told the Lord, I was like, I don't know about this. For one, he's light-skinned. I mean, like, high yellow light-skinned. He ain't never drank, ain't never smoked. You know, he goes to church, so that was a plus. You know, he's in church. But
yeah.
All my other criteria, you know, he didn't meet. And so, like I said in the book, you know, the Lord told me, he said, well, look what your type has always gotten you. Look at where you're at
mm-hmm.
now. So basically,
mm-hmm.
let me do this.
Yes,
let
right.
me do this. And so I said, okay, you know, I backed up and said, okay, God, if this is you, then go ahead and do it. And I tell
mm-hmm.
you, it'll be 6 years in July that I've been married, happily married.
Wow.
You have to read the book to get the details of how that unfolded. But I will tell you this, our meeting was not conventional. We didn't meet at the store. We wasn't through friends. We actually met on social media. And the first time we saw each other face to face was 3 days before the wedding when he flew to California.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so, you know, my message in that is, you know, we have to get off the box. You know, let
right.
down
yeah.
our guards, let down our get rid of our list. You know,
right.
and dig deeper, you know, get to know the individual. You know,
right.
we all have a taste. You know, we all have a taste. There's some people we find attractive and some we don't. And that's okay. But don't let the exterior
right.
deter you from getting to know
yeah.
that individual. You know, he may not
right.
be, you know, by a society standard, you know, fine and, you know, the best catch. She may not be, you know, hot commodity according to society, but when you look at the character of the individual, when you're able to see past the outside and look at who they are, see if they have integrity, see if they pay their bills on time, see if they take care of their children, how do they
right.
keep their mother? You know, you understand what I'm saying? Those are
right.
things that matter. If you want
right.
somebody that's in church, are they faithful? Do they, you know, pay their tithes? You know, are they, you know, committed to whatever ministry that, how do they go to work every day, or do you have to wake them up to go to work? Or are they always
right.
calling in, you know, calling off
right.
sick? You know, those things that's going to matter in the long run, because beauty fades.
Right.
They're going to get old.
Especially.
She going to get a belly. Especially if she gets some kids. His hair
yeah.
going to fall out. They're going to lose some
yeah.
teeth. What then? What are you holding on to then?
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. That's
no,
good.
So. Yeah.
That's good, Krishna. Well, that was the end
all
of my
right.
questions. I mean, that was good. And I just want to let you know publicly, when I read your book, I felt like at some parts of that book, like in the beginning, I was there with you, but I did
mm-hmm.
not know what was going on in your life. Want to let you know, I'm always there for you. I love you, sister. And I'm there just as an ear. I'm not there to judge or listen or make any opinions, but I got you, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I appreciate that. And that's right back at you. Love you as well. Love you as well.
Yeah. I know you do.
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. And that's how we have to be, you know. We have to uplift
yeah.
each other, support each other, you know, and be that encouragement, you know. And a sounding board if needed, you know. Be that
yeah.
voice of reason sometimes, you know, to
right.
get us back focused and get us back on
right.
track. And just to say, you know what, you can make it. You can go through this. You're strong enough to handle it. You
yeah.
know, you're strong enough.
No doubt.
You know, so.
Right, definitely.
That's right.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ivan Marie. Got any questions?
Yeah, I'm very interested in reading your book.
You can come by and pick it up, Ivy.
All right, right, yeah. Because, you know, I think, I don't know, how do I say this without telling my business? But, but no, sometimes, but I really feel like I'm at a, like a crossroads, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to ask mm-hmm. you questions that's going to give up any information in your book. But what I will ask you is, what advice would give a woman that has lost her faith.
But what we need to do, what we need to do is go back to the basics. Go back to the place where you once were happy. What were you doing then? Revisit some of your goals, your visions, your dreams. You know, I often tell people, what was it that you wanted to be when you were a child? Where did you see yourself as an adult? And at what point did that change for you? At what point did you stop pursuing that dream? You know, at one point we all had a dream, we all had a vision. But there's something that took place that caused us to lose focus or to lose hope. We need to go back and revisit that, because sometimes it's just a matter of being healed in a certain area in our life in order for us to move forward. We've experienced some things that you may have experienced, some things that have caused you to be discouraged and lose hope and make you feel like you can't get to where you want to be or where you know you're supposed to be. So sometimes we have to go back to that place that hurts, that place of pain, and deal with that and get healed from that before we can move forward. And my advice would be to don't give up. Hang in there. Keep put one foot in front of the other. Develop a prayer life. Talk to God. That's your best friend. And he'll tell you exactly where to go, exactly what to do.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and don't be afraid to reach out to people, a mentor, somebody that's going to tell you straight up, you know, that's not going to sugarcoat, you know, going to tell you what you need to hear, you know, not what you want to hear, to keep you in integrity, you know, and keep you focused and keep you in line. I have friends, a friend that, you know, they'll call me regularly and say, how you coming on your second book? Because they know I'd be like, okay, I'm tired of writing. I'm going to do something else. And they say, well, no, people are waiting for that book to come out, so you need to get back to writing. And we need that. We need somebody that's going to keep us, you know, focused and on track.
Well, yeah, that's what I have. Miss Chief, no, I'll call her in a minute. Like, oh, God. So, you know, I do, I'm blessed to have that, you know, her to keep me focused, because,
Life is not easy, and if there was a manual to this thing called life, we would all be all right. We would all be successful, rich, and living the American dream. But you know, it's a struggle. But the struggle will be worth it in the end if we don't give up. And that's the key.
That's
somebody say, when you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on. Tie a knot and hold on. Don't let go. Don't let go.
Well, that's deep. So then I have another question. What would you say it would be your kryptonite? So, like, so you said sometimes you don't write. Like, someone will have to encourage you. What is it that stops you, that interrupts you?
Life circumstances. I am the type of person that I have a tendency to carry other people's burdens. I feel other people's pain, and sometimes that causes me to question my purpose. You know, I said, well, if I'm feeling this, if I'm carrying this, what is my role in this person's life? And sometimes that paralyzes me because I don't want to mess up. I don't want to tell them the wrong thing. You know, I want to be who I'm supposed to be in their life. So sometimes I'll get caught up in other people's situations and life circumstances that causes me to put a hold on mine to make sure they're okay.
That's that nurturing.
That's that woman.
Absolutely.
That's
what's up.
Okay.
No doubt.
Well, that's
Jit
all the questions I have.
Yeah, I got a quick question. Christian, I wanted to ask you this. Like, I know it takes money to make money. So going into the business of writing a book, like, I mean, do you have to have a lot of money? Do you have to have a lot of resources? Is there any pointers that you can give to the folks?
Actually, the hardest part about writing a book is writing a book. I actually self-published my book. There's a lot of websites out there that will walk you through step by step, from designing your cover to getting your ISBN number, to marketing, even typesetting, you know, how you want your print to look. They'll take you through step by step, and it's free.
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
Oh, wow, it's free.
What I do recommend, it's free. Mm-hmm. I spent about $80 publishing my book.
And maybe, Krishna,
wow,
you can send me that information, and we can post that for any authors that are out there listening.
Absolutely, absolutely. What I do recommend, however, and I tell all new authors this, what you do want to do is hire a content editor. What the content editor will do will read your book and make sure the message that you're trying to put out is what's coming across. But sometimes as a writer, you know what you want to say, but it's not being conveyed properly. So a content editor will look at your grammar, look at your message, will tell you, you know what, I want you to expound on this point a little bit more, or this part wasn't really clear to me. What did you mean by this? Or this was interesting. You know, you should dig a little deeper on this part. So just to make book more, you know, interesting or more easier to read for your audience.
Wow, that's good information. That's good to know. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
$80. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely will reach out to
my editor. That's what I pay.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of editors will charge you by word or by page. They have different prices. That's the total cost of publishing my book. And it's doing quite well. It's been sold overseas, different countries. It's on Amazon.
I was just about to ask you that. Where can we find it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's on Amazon, Amazon.com. Type in my name. I also have a book of poetry that I published, all original poetry that's on there as well. It's at BarnesandNoble.com. This site called createspace.com.
CreateSpace.
So she doing the thing, y'all. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I salute you, darling, and I appreciate you taking time answering my questions. Much love to you.
Absolutely.
And much success.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank
Indeed.
You again for having me. I enjoyed my time.
Oh, yeah. If we got any callers on the line, we'll go to the line see if we got any callers for you.
Yes, we do got a caller on the line, team, and he's actually an author himself, you know. So it's your boy, H.R. Smith, live in the building.
Hey.
Yeah. What's going on, Grind? How y'all doing?
What's going on, brother?
Time to build.
I'm sure. First off, always give a shout out to Grind Hard Radio and everybody first.
Salute,
love what
brother.
Y'all doing out there. You know, I'm listening definitely to the interview from Miss Ruffin. I like what I'm hearing right now, and I like how she's letting y'all know as a writer, and she knows the hardest part about it was actually writing this story. That's the hardest part. That was the hardest part for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand where she's coming from for that. I like how she was breaking down how she was self-publishing and so forth. Now, I actually did it different because I actually needed a company. Even though it was self-publishing, I needed all the help I could get. So I actually went with a company. So I went a little different route. But I just wanted to say that I enjoy and big ups to another fellow author. I know it's not easy, just as she knows it's not easy. And I will be buying her book. Actually, come Friday, I'm going to go on Amazon and go ahead and get the book. So I definitely wanted to know.
That's support.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
that's
that.
Love.
Absolutely, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Beautiful.
I'm definitely enjoying this interview. I'm listening to every word, but I just wanted to chime in and say hello and make sure I got a chance to say hello to Miss Ruffin. And I just want y'all to know I'm listening. I'm definitely listening. You know what I'm saying?
All right, brother.
Thank you, HR.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
HR Smith. Don't forget, H.R. Smith got the book, A.I.D., after his son coming soon.
Yes.
Salute.
Yes, that's coming out. That's next month. That's next month, for real. We're all going through the last final stages, and I know y'all going to enjoy that. So, keep an eye out for that. But, I don't want to, you know, I want Miss Russell to get her time. I'll talk about that another time. I want her to have all her time because I'm listening and I'm enjoying it. And I just want to say salute to Groundhog Radio. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Salute. Salute.
All right. Right. All right.
Awesome.
Okay.
Krishna T. A. Ruffles in the building. And I'm enjoying this interview. We got a little going on tonight. I don't really know what's going on.
Yes, we do.
You're still going to make it through. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into some music.
That's what's up. That's what it is. It is time to build. And the next track up is Cotto Mafioso with Visions of a Dream. Keep it locked. The time to build.
Hey, it's Sade Champagne, and you're listening to Time to Build with Divine Universal on Grindhard Radio.
The earth spinning, moving forward, feel like it's ending. Secret path, tweeted by most, followed by millions. Dedicated devotion throughout city commotion. Surrounded by cold hearts that's caught up in their emotions. Melody feedback, painted with artistic facts. Captivated, related to large stacks. Put my city on the map and we made it with raw tracks. My committee in the crack and we bringing the South back. Mudslang be the life of me, living in these cavities. Divide my robbery. Analyzing the tragedy, separated from diligent men that soul seeking. Socialize my spare time, affiliate with righteous living. Rated exclusive, a loaded mind that's abusive. Stated conclusive, I prove my case for your amusement. When it rains sideways, I strayed with no illusion. Made the lane part ways and spread for distribution.
When you open up your eyes, you see the verse and the lash of the verse.
I learned from all the mistakes I made, living in these streets, trying to find my way through this wicked path ahead of me. On my grind, trying to eat, I breathe because of my teeth. Gotta live it out, till they hear me out, till the day I leave. No second guessing, I relieve myself to be the best. And it ain't no question, gotta stay on top with my finesse. And I'm killing them off top, lyrical shots up on your block. In your town, in your city, mobbing through, it ain't gon' stop. Constantly bringing it over the globe. If you don't know, then now you know. Got a mafia, so be hot. And I'm guaranteed to blow. Penetrating, I'm coming through, and I'm breaking them on top. Got a whole lot of unbelievers, so sit back and watch. South Cactus, where is that? Gotta put the city on the map. For my peoples in the street, and my hustlers in the trap. Rest in peace to my fallen soldiers. Feed my brothers in the feds. Trying to survive, trying to get there, y'all trying to get that bread.
When you open up your eyes, you see the bird. The last shall be first. When you open up your eyes, this is the rest, and the last shall be first. And the last shall be first. When you open up your eyes, you see the verse, and the last shall be first. Woo!
Woo. Your mom's outside.
The last should be first. The last should be first.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds good.
Studio.
Ain't no questions, the lessons make it time to build with deep topics. Calling stages how you feel, we all soldiers, so you already know the drill. And open up your mind to this brand new real. If you lay the foundation, you might find truth. Let's talk about some ways that we can save this youth. If you're looking for yourself, then you might find you. And now it's time to build, you can call Divine You. Peace, God.
All right now.
Yeah.
Love that.
Love
no
that.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
We're gonna get in the Miss Ivy's hotline. Yeah.
That's what's up. Right now, on Time to Build.
Time to Build.
Hey, this is Ivy Marie. Time to Build. This is Ivy Marie, and it is Time to Build.
What you got?
Ivy Marie, and I again have another week of hotline numbers to give. So the first number is the Homeless Coalition. And their number, and they, you know, they assist with finding homeless shelter. And they're
77-424-3838.
And then we have the National Center for Homeless Veterans, and their number is 877-4-AID-VET, and that's 4-A-I-D-V-E-T.
No doubt.
Okay. And then there's always 211, and if that's available in your city, they cover everything from homelessness to food. They give out sometimes hotel, motel vouchers. They will let you know where there's hot meals in the area being served. If you need assistance with utilities, they assist there. So if 211 is available, you would want to definitely use 211. And that's what I have for tonight.
Yeah, I recommend 211 to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to get into another joint with DJ Dick.
We're
going to
get another joint. That's what's up.
We're going to come back to it. Ms. Chief's quote.
Okay.
That's what it is. All right,
time
man. Make sure y'all keep it locked to Time to Build. The next track up is your girl, Monica, with Angel of Mine. Live on Time to Build. Let's get it.
Yo, what's good? This is your new author, your new public author, A. Shaw Smith. Many of y'all know me as Rashid, some know me as Rich, the same one. But now it's time to build. To Divine You on Grind Hard Radio.
Now I know I'm
Who the hell knocking?
I don't know.
Who was knocking?
Oh, I'm another guest.
Oh, my God. I didn't know where to go with that. All right. Guess we're going to get into this quote of the night with your girl, Miss Chief.
Miss Chief, no doubt.
It's time to build, and this is Miss Chief's quote of the day.
The changes we dread may contain our salvation. You know that soothing voice in your head that tells you, I could always quit. Where's the back door? Or a way of letting you off the hook? And alas, always being one foot short of a full commitment. There are always catching ourselves when we are about to bail. Like this is our way to save our future grief and eventually bring you joy. Know what truly moves you. Sometimes we end up in a situation that is more important or meaningful for someone that we care about than it is for us. This can cloud our judgment so that we mistake our desires to be there for any other reason. Love yourself enough to treat each choice as important and worthy of your full attention. You minimize and dismiss important decisions by first dismissing yourself. We say we're not important enough or should consider ourselves lucky to have the opportunity. This kind of inner voice is false voice from the past and has nothing to do with what reality is.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah,
the changes we dread may contain our salvation. Remember that.
Wow. No doubt. That was deep. Appreciate that quote.
That was nice. Thank you. I'll post it on our Time to Build page. Someone might need to hear that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you do that.
Good show,
well,
team.
The topic for the night was homeless prevention by itself.
Y'all want to reset the topic?
Yeah, reset. Homeless
reset the topic. Yeah. I just want to say this. I learned something tonight. I did not know that they had that program that Ms. Chief was talking about with the $2 billion, but just like any other thing that's connected to the government, I hate to get all political with y'all, man. You know, they want to make some money back anyway for doing it. That's
right.
A. And B, you know, us as folks, we're not knowing where that money going to. You know what I'm saying? And I think some people not even interested in it. You understand? Because we're so busy in our own lives. We doing this, we doing that. Nobody never sits and thinks, hey, where all this money going to? You know, so that's why I can appreciate our grief counselors out there. Anybody that's an educator that's trying to help a cause, you know, because at the end of the day, y'all, it shouldn't be that many homeless people in America. Not with the technology and the grants and all the shit that we got. It should be no way.
Right. And we need to start building physical buildings to house these people, get them back into a productive society so they can sustain themselves.
Right. No doubt.
I agree.
Yeah.
That was peace. All I would say on the topic, you know, respect everybody, you know what I'm saying, and respect everybody's situation, you know. Respect yourself and make choices that mean something and count for something in the end. And if you're in a situation and you need somebody, reach out. Don't be afraid to ask for help or somebody know you need them.
Yeah, start treating homeless people like aliens.
Right. Everybody got a story. Yeah, everybody got a story.
Right.
You know, my grandma used to say this to me, y'all. She used to tell me that homeless person, don't ever turn down a homeless person. That could have been an angel in disguise. I do remember my grandma.
I heard that.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
You could be entertaining angels.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Because you know somebody that's trying to get money just to go get a bill or to just to go get a fix. I think we smart enough we can kind of tell that, you know. But if it's a person that you genuinely feel is in need of help, if you got it, because one thing about it, if you ain't got it, then you can't get it. And that's 100.
Right.
But if you
and
got
God
it,
knows your heart.
You know, a spare little change, man, a couple of dollars. Some people are uncomfortable with giving out money. Go buy them something to eat.
For real.
You know?
I seen Tupac had a interview and he was saying he feels bad. How could he have so much in his pocket and just give a dollar or two? You know, and he was talking about how people, like you said, are angels and you need to reach out to people.
Right.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Especially around the holiday time. It gets real sad.
Oh, my
sad.
God.
You know, that's that's when I feel for them the most. It'd be cold as hell, you know. Oh, man.
Right.
Winter season, winter season, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, Divine Universal, by you putting this topic out, man, I think I'm going to finally do what I've been saying I was going to do for years, which is going to, like, a homeless shelter on Thanksgiving or something, serving some food.
Oh, that's
you know,
cool.
So this was motivation for me. You know, I appreciate that.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I will try my best.
Don't you know, when I'm at, it's like you got to pay to give out food to the homeless. And don't you know, and I don't know, my state might be the only state that it's illegal to be homeless in where I'm at. They will literally lock you up to be homeless in Columbia, South Carolina.
I
kind of
remember you telling me that a while back.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me something like that.
And what's crazy is now, like, you know, the government hustlers too, you know. Every time anybody goes to jail, you go in the booking, they do your fingerprints, they get that number, they get the check, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Every state is so much money. It goes all the way to, don't you know, they charging your ass to take you down to the county jail. It's called transport. It could be for that. It's so much stuff we getting taxed for that we don't know about. You know what I'm saying? And basically, everybody making money except us. We got to work hard for ourselves or overwork for just to be settled. You know,
for the little bit we do get.
Kind of do your research and your background too. If you're not homeless, on how you can help the homeless or things you can find out for people who just getting out of jail, or you know, somebody who had an addiction and then so they're not addicted no more. They're having to get themselves back together. Give them the tips because you know me. I'm an ex felon, and I had to, you know, find out my own way. But put it like this: I'm a mama's boy. My mama got two jobs. She almost, she like 65, I want to say, and she had her job for 20, 30, 40 years. Basically, what I'm saying is that hustling and grinding, you know, is in my blood, so I'm going to make a way out of some way. But for those who cannot make a way out of some way, you know, you just got to believe in yourself. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, and don't live with doubts. If you make any attempts or any move and you be like, it might not work, it might not work. You know what I'm saying? You got to know what you're getting, you know, and go for what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like I was telling Jid in the Diamond World. He was like, man, I hope we get this. I said, man, we're going to get it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody on this panel know that. Ain't nobody grinding harder than Grind Hard Radio, you know. But at the time, you know, you had a little doubt in there. You feel what I'm saying, Jid? And the doubt might have been in the people who was either on the, you know, the list with you or, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody is paying their way through stuff now. You know, like, I realize to open up for people down here, I be like, damn, we got all these shows down here. Why the hell I ain't on no goddamn ballot? And I'm putting it down more than anybody around here. And then I find out they bring in their, they paying up, say like you pay like an artist to come feature in the studio with you. You have a choice to either do that or get them to come down here and you open up for them. So what they doing now is the people are bringing these artists down to these states themselves. And that's why you can't get on the show ticket, because they bringing them down themselves. You see what I'm saying?
And then they pick and choose. They pick and choose what artists.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that on Brown Hall Radio, too.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about that.
That's something different. Yeah.
That's a monopoly. I mean,
that's a monopoly.
Right.
Yeah, they cornering it.
Yeah.
Right, because Jit had to calm me down a lot of times, because I'm one of the ones, like, it's been a lot of it that I wasn't even mentioned in. And, you know, like, everybody, you know, in my city knows what time it is. Like, I got over 20 years in this game and, you know, known from the low to high. Like, that I'm not involved on, you know, I don't go that way, and I'm still introducing the Grind Hard Radio, and I bring them a part of what I got going on, because I don't believe in doing tit for tat, but,
yeah,
oh man, that, it got to be kind of like check the stock, you know, so I'll let you know right now, I ain't mean to take time to be like that, but I will be on blast, you know, expressing that. Issues, because Miss Chief work hard, Problems work hard, you work hard, but that would get overlooked because somebody else, you know, got the money to do what they want to do. You see what I'm saying?
And you know what? And what is actually counterproductive of that, because if they are a promoter, they should be promoting for any artist to be able to get a slot on a show. That would make them more money. That would bring more rapport. That would bring more networking. So don't worry about it, Kata, because those type of people that are only doing it for their friends, they're not going to go that far.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about it Tuesday on Grind Hard Radio.
Oh, definitely. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I know they ain't doing nothing major.
That's
right.
That's just a hustle.
In my world, because I'm still, I've been popping since then, and I'm popping now. You see what I'm saying? And I'm popping.
They gonna pop after.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm popping all the way out. So what it is if you look in my corner, look at all the people I done here, or look at all the people that I done brought in, or look at all the people I done introduced and networking. And they right. So that's why I don't sweat it, because I'm not in it for the fame or the money. I'm in it to help people. You know, everything I do, I want to help you, because I'm 40 years old. I ain't trying to get signed to no damn record label or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why that's why you can say that your longevity will outlast anything that they are doing. Trust me.
And I'm glad. Let me put that disclaimer out. We will be talking about the politics of the entertainment business this Tuesday on Grind Hard Radio. So tune
in. Definitely. Ooh, that's gonna be a good one.
No doubt. I like that.
Absolutely.
Business show after all.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, you know, everybody needs somebody. And that could prevent somebody from failure. You know, we won't even just stay homeless, just say failure. You know, everybody needs somebody. You know what I'm saying? And that unity thing we always talk about on the show. You know, it's you and I. You know, and it's us against any negativity in the world. You know what I'm saying?
And we are soldiers.
We practice peace. You know, from the ground.
Unity in the community.
Definitely divine. That was beautiful.
Unity in the community.
Yeah.
Salute. Salute.
Salute.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to show up. We're going to do a music break, or we're just going to do our shout out. DJ G.
Yeah, let's go ahead and wrap it up. Do those shout outs, and then we're going to hit them with the final track of the night.
Okay. Well, first off, I want to thank Arthur Krishna Ruffin, and thank you, Ms. Chief, for bringing her to the show. And, we got a couple episodes up. Season
two more.
Going good. We got a couple more shows coming through, and I just want to thank everybody that's supporting Time to Build, sharing,
repost.
Really paying attention to what's being said in what's on your mind when we write. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we're trying to bring unity to everybody in the world, not just singling nobody out for what you believe in, what color you are, male or female, but everybody, because we all be somebody. So I just want to salute everybody, my family, Miss Chief. Chronicles, and everybody.
Salute.
Supporting us. Peace to the nation of the gods of earth. Fruits of Eve. And peace to everybody who came out today, you know, for the unity, you know what I'm saying, Parliament, you know. And we will be doing this every last month. So if you didn't get the show up, you know, because I had my pen out there. You know, see who showed up, who did.
You had to pan out.
The last Sunday.
You did a roll call on
them. Yeah.
I'm definitely going to roll call next time. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't mad.
I know that's right.
Salute and peace building and help somebody out there. I love y'all.
Yeah. Love you.
That's real.
I just want to say thank you to everyone that tuned in this evening. We added another building block to our lives. So don't forget to tune in every Sunday, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got two more episodes, y'all. Boy, does time fly when you're having fun. So let's continue. Yes. So let's continue to build. Much love, take care, and respect to all.
That's what's up, Ms. Ava Marie. You want to kick your shout outs?
Yeah, just shout out. Thank you, Krishna, for visiting us. I enjoyed her talking. And I am interested in reading her book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She had a lot of things I needed to hear. So I appreciate her visit today. And also just all the listeners out there. And again, tune in next week. We do have another special guest, Jasmine. And she's really dope. Like, she has a real story to tell as well. So same time, same place. Until next week. Peace and love.
That's what's up. That's what it is.
That's what's up.
My DJ.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. This is the Black Larry King. I just want to salute everybody over here at Time to Build. You know, this has been an amazing first season. We do got two episodes left of this season. So I want to salute the EP, Charles Bellinger, the whole Ground Hard Radio Network, Divine Universal. I am proud of you, good brother. Miss Chief, you already know how I feel about you, and I love me some Ava Marie. So make sure y'all keep it locked, the Time to Build, and season two is definitely coming soon. So if you want to know more about that, go to groundhardradio.com, and all new episode of Ground Hard Radio this Tuesday. I got to be extra tonight, y'all. Shout outs to my niece, Amara. She turned the big 8 today. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
I'm going to give her another birthday
shout-out. I got a
shout
birthday
out.
Girl, too, tonight.
No
my
doubt.
Daughter turned 14 today. Yeah, birthday
to
the story.
Salute.
Yeah.
That's right. Tell them that Uncle Face said, peace to their born day.
Hey.
We're
going to turn up. That's
Earth
what's
day.
Up.
Yeah,
we love y'all for listening.
Birthday.
I definitely will. We love y'all for listening. It's time to build. We
thank
out
you. Time to build.
Time to build.
Peace.
What it do, Radio Land? This your boy, Jit Chronicles, and you're now tuned in to Time to Build on Ground Hard Radio with your host, Divine Universal, and co-host, Miss Cheese and Ivy Marie. Join the panel as they discuss the latest topics on world issues, relationships, politics, awareness, and more. It's time to build, y'all. Only on the Grind Hard Radio Network. That's grindhardradio.com. So get some positivity in your life. You dig?
Ain't the honeymoon past the infatuation phase, right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love, it seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved and you made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow.
What is a baby gonna do?
And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh. Oh, this time we'll take it slow, take it slow. Oh, oh, this time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no, no fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As all
on
the fence, we take second chances, though it's not a fantasy.
Come
here. I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. Slow, slow. This time we'll take it slow, take it slow. Oh, 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 oh. This time we'll take it slow.